Okay, welcome back. We're in Jeremiah chapter 40 and verse 12. Even all the Yahudim returned out of all the places where they were driven and came to the land of Judah. And of course, the real name of Judah is Yahudah, because that was the land called by his name too. They came to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, and said unto him, Dost thou certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to slay thee? But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, believed them not. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, Let me go, I pray thee, and I will slay Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Wherefore should he slay thee? For all the Yahudim which are gathered into thee should be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish. And that was a question. But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said unto Johanan, the son of Kareah, Thou shalt not do this thing, for thou speakest falsely of Ishmael. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishamah, the seed royal, and the prince of the king, even 10 men with him, came to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and there they did eat bread together in Mizpah. Then arose Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men that were with him, and smote Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and slew him, who the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also slew all of the Jews that were with him, even with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans that were found there, and the men of war. And it came to pass the second day after they had slain Gedaliah, and no man knew it, that there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand to bring them to the house of Yahuwah. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said unto them, Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And it was so when they came unto the midst of the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, slew them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and the men that were with him. But 10 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, Slay us not, for we have treasures in the field of wheat, and of barley, and of oil, and of honey. So he forbare and slew them not among their brethren. Now the pit wherein Ishmael cast all those dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah was it which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha king of Israel, and Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with them that were slain. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the residue of the people that were in Mizpah, the king's daughters and all the kings and all the people that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, and Ishmael the son of Nethaniah carried them away captive and departed over to the Ammonites. But when Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael son of Nethaniah had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that were in Gibeon. Now it came to pass that when all the people which were with Ishmael saw Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah cast about and returned and went with unto Yohanan the son of Kareah. But Ishmael the son of Nethaniah escaped from Yohanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. Then took Yohanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him and all the remnant of the people who he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Nethaniah from Mizpah after that he had slain Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, even the mighty men of war and the women and the children and the eunuchs whom he had brought again from Gibeon, and they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had slain Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had made governor in the land. In chapter 42 and verse 1, then all the captains of the forces and Yohanan, son of Kareah, and Yezariah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even to the greatest came near and said to Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee our supplication be accepted before thee and pray for us unto Yahuwah thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but few of many, as thine eyes do behold us, that Yahuwah thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto Yahuwah your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be, Yahuwah be, a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of Yahuwah our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of Yahuwah our God. And it came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Yohanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces which were with him and all the people from the least even to the greatest. Then said unto them, thus saith Yahuwah, the God of Israel, unto whom you sent me to present your supplication before him. If you will still abide in the land, then I will build you and not pull you down, and will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent of the evil that I have done unto you, and not be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith Yahuwah, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show you, and I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord our God, saying, no, but we will go to the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there we will dwell. I'm guessing that's what they were considering. And now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you remnant of Judah. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt, and to go sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which you feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof you are afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and you shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go to Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, And mine anger and my fury hath been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So shall my fury be poured upon you when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be an execration. Yeah, that's an interesting word, execration. And that means a curse. And an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. Yahuwah has said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day, for you dissemble in your hearts when you sent me unto, and this is Jeremiah speaking, for you dissemble in your hearts when you sent me unto Yahuwah your God, saying, pray for us unto Yahuwah our God, and according to all that he shall say, so declare unto us, we will do it. Now I have this day declared it to you, but you have not obeyed his voice. You have not obeyed the voice of Yahuwah your God, nor anything for which he has sent me unto you. Know therefore, know certainly, that you shall die by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence, the place whither you desire to go and sojourn. And it came to pass, and when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people, and all the words of Yahuwah their God, for which Yahuwah their God had sent him unto them, all these words, then spoke Azariah, the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. Amazing. They go to the prophet, and they say to the prophet, you know, pray to the God of Israel for us. Pray to our God. And whatever he tells you, we will do. And then when he comes back and says what they don't want to hear, they say, you speak falsely. How hard-hearted and stiff-necked can people be? Yeah, they can be very hard-hearted and stiff-necked. They saw that Jeremiah prophesied, and everything that Jeremiah said came to pass, and everyone in all of the nations all round about knew the prophecies of Jeremiah. They knew that they all came to pass. But it just shows you that people believe only in an image of God that comforts them. They only believe in an image of God that confirms whatever it is they want to hear. They only believe in an image of God that allows them to do the things that they want to do. So we have homosexual pastors and congregations now. Why? Because people believe in an image of Jesus or God or whatever they want to call him that allows them to continue in their sin, that allows them to live in their faithlessness. They did not want the hardship of living in the land, of tilling the soil, and sweating for their own bread. They wanted the comfort of city life. So they didn't flee, many of them, and those that did flee to other cities and other nations, when they came back, and all of the conveniences were gone, well, they wanted to go where it was convenience. You know, where they would find conveniences. They wanted to go to Egypt and the other cities round about. And so they went to the prophet because they feared. So they went to the prophet who they knew had prophesied all these things that came to pass before they came to pass. And they said, petition. Petition our God for us that we might go. And they set their hearts on going. 10 days later, Jeremiah comes to them, and he says, don't go, because all of these things are going to befall you if you go. And they said, oh, you're speaking falsely. Why did they even bother to go to the prophet? If they wanted to be disobedient, and they were going to be disobedient regardless, why'd they go to the prophet? Well, if they went to the prophet, it was to confirm their wickedness, to have their wickedness confirmed. The Heavenly Father put it in their heart to go to the prophet. So they say to the prophet, thou speakest falsely. Jeremiah chapter 43 and verse 2. Yahuwah our God hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. Jeremiah didn't ask them to come and hear the word. They came to him. Why would he lie? What benefit would Jeremiah have by telling them not to go into the land of Egypt? Why would he even care? Except that he loved the people. He loved his people. That's right. He loved his nation. That's why he would care. Only for their good. But they said, oh, you speak us falsely. Yahuwah, our God, hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. But Baruch, the son of Neriah, setteth on thee on against us to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they might put us to death and carry us away captive into Babylon. So Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces and all the people obeyed not the voice of Yahuwah to dwell in the land of Judah or of Yahudah. But Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Yehuda that were returned from all the nations whither they had been driven to dwell in the land of Yehuda, even men and women and children and the king's daughters and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neriah. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Taphanes. They came, then came the word of Yahuwah to Jeremiah in Taphanes, saying, take great stone in thine hand, and hide them in the clay, in the bricklin, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Taphanes, and take and the sight of the men of Judah, and say unto them, thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and he will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the house of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them, and carry them away captives. And he shall array himself with the land of Egypt, as a shepherd putteth on a garment. And he shall go forth from thence in peace. And he shall break also the images of Beth-Shemesh that are in the land of Egypt, and the house of the gods of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. So the pronouncement is that the same thing that just happened in Jerusalem is going to happen to Egypt. And he's telling them, don't go there. And they went, and they obeyed not the voice of the Heavenly Father, but because of the disobedience and the wickedness of their own hearts and their unwillingness to follow after the God, the Creator of heaven and earth, because they were idolaters, and they wanted a God in their own image, after their own likeness, a God that would give them license to do whatsoever they wanted to do, rather than live according to the license that he gave them in his word. And I'm going to tell you what, our Heavenly Father gives us a great license. In his law, we have liberty to do everything and anything we want, except to worship other gods, except to do wickedness, except to do those things which, you know, as long as we love him and love our neighbors ourselves, we can do whatever we want. That is the great liberty that we find in his kingdom. That is the liberty of the sons of God. It's the true freedom on the face of the earth. And that freedom and that liberty can only be found in him. And it can be found in him no matter what your position is in life, no matter where you're at. That liberty can be with you. And in a nation that is governed by that liberty, as America was in the beginning, as expressed by the beast that had two horns like a lamb, Yes, those lamb-like attributes made this nation great in the liberty that God has given to men, in the laws that established this nation that came out of the law of the Holy Scriptures. That's the kind of liberty. But they wanted other liberty. They want license to do those things that His Word does not license us to do. And in the Scripture, that sin is called licentiousness. Licentiousness. Permission to do that which is unlawful. So they went to Egypt, and Yirmiyahu pronounces the judgment. The same judgment that came on Jerusalem is, and Judea is now going to come on Egypt. He shall break also the images of Beth Shemesh that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall be burned with fire. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning the Yahudim which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol and at Tahpanhes and at Noph and in the country of Pathros, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem and upon the cities of Yehudah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein, because of the wickedness that they have committed to provoke me to anger, and that went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they knew not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers. And you've heard it said, judgment begins in the house of Yahuwah. So it did. So Jerusalem was punished first. But remember the words of the prophet Jeremiah, the prophet to the nations, he called himself. And he prophesied that Babylon was the sword in the hand of Yahuwah to punish Jerusalem. Of course, he began with his own house, and to punish all of the nations round about. So that punishment, that same sword, was now coming against Egypt. And he warned all those who fled to Egypt to come out, to not go there, because that punishment was, but in disobedience, they would not believe the prophet, the word of Yahuwah through the prophet Jeremiah. And so they fled to Egypt. And they wouldn't come out. Those that were there and heard the word would not come out. And I'll tell you what, when I hear the word of my Heavenly Father, and I am sure that it's from Him, I will come out of the land where I dwell, and I will go wherever He sends me. And if He tells me to speak that word over the air, those that hear it, well, they'll go and they'll do whatever He says. When the word comes to you, when the word comes to me, will you leave? Or you say, oh, it's too hard to leave. Oh, I'd have to leave my job. I'd have to leave this and that. And oh, what a hassle it is to leave. I may have to abandon all I have worked for and all that I have acquired. And that's what basically people don't want to do, do you? Nobody wants to do it. But what is more important? The things that you've acquired? The things that you cannot take with you when you go? Or is your allegiance to Him and His holy nation more important? Choose this day whom you will serve. Cross the border into His kingdom and live forever. You've been listening to Cross the Border. In everything you do and everything you say, as always, Hallelujah.